We're doing the Ahavat Chesed, and we've been learning the laws of giving collateral. Now the Chafetz Chaim continues, V'dai says, and you should know, Dein chiluk b'inyaninu bin mot shel yechid v'in mot shel rabim. There's no difference whether the money belongs to an individual or it's the money of the masses. Kigon, for example, Gabai shel tzedakah, the one who collects the charity, or Gmilut Chesed, or he's in charge of the Gmach. Shelva ma'amot le'echad b'li mashkon. He gave someone a loan, and he didn't take collateral. V'achar kach hige hazman v'lo para. And then comes time to pay up, and the guy didn't pay up. Asur gam ken la'agabai o lishlucho likanes levaito le'mashkeno. Just because he's a public rep, he's representing the public, doesn't mean that he's absolved from all the Torah's commandments with regard to taking collateral. The Torah says, if you didn't take collateral at the onset when you gave him the loan, now you have to respect his autonomy. He owes you the money, but you stand outside. Don't walk into the house and take the collateral. Same thing if you're a public representative. And so too, all the laws we learned, you're not allowed to take collateral from a widow. You're not allowed to... what were the other laws we saw? You're not allowed to take a utensil that he uses for his livelihood. All the laws we saw with regard to collateral... Okay? All the laws we saw with regard to collateral, they apply, even if it's a public representative who gave him the loan.